have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, it's your Destiny Coach, Clarita Haddon Jackson, with Blue Flame Moments Radio Show. I want you to make sure you tune in right here to Elation Radio with Kimmy Kim to hear my show, Blue Flame Moments Radio Show. You can learn more about me at Clarita Music on all social media and tune in to Elation Radio with Kimmy Kim.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity, 'cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be, original, not
God be the glory. To God be the glory for another day. To God be the glory for who he is. It's Thursday and we're thankful. And I want to thank you for joining us here at the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. This is where you find your positive voice, positive vision, and positive desire. Oh, yeah. I'm your host, Loretta Petit. How are you doing? I pray you're doing well. Well, here where I am, in the beautiful Crescent City, we have had some situations, some devastation once again. But, of course, we're grateful to still be here and to still standing. We're still standing on the Word of God and in our faith. And, of course, we send condolences out to the families who have lost loved ones through our recent devastation of tornadoes on a storm that just came through and left some people homeless, left a few casualties in its wake. So, of course, we lift those families in prayer and enlist you all to lift them as well. Go to God in prayer. Father, we come to thank you. We bless you and we magnify your name, O God. We're so honored, Father God. We just feel so blessed that you have covered us and that you have kept us, and God, that you have graced us with another day. So, Father, we come right now, Lord God, to ask a special blessing upon everyone under the sound of my voice and, Lord, of this program, that you continue to grow us, expand us, and, Lord God, that you continue, oh God, to show up and to show your presence and help us to feel your presence. And, God, we thank you right now for my awesome producer, your daughter, Kimmy Kim, for the entire Elation Radio family. We thank you, Lord God. We ask your special blessings and guidance upon each and every one of us and to each and every one of us. God, we thank you now. Bless today. Bless us. So, God, use us to get the glory. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. And thank God. Once again, welcome to the Loretta Petit Show. I'm your host, and I am glad to be sharing with you on today. So we've had, as I mentioned earlier, a bunch of tornadoes that came through, not just our state, but a lot of it did come through our state and left some people, you know, homeless, roofs that lifted off of homes right before their very eyes. They've never seen anything like that. I know I have never seen anything like that in all of my years. I've only seen the aftermath. I thank God I've never been in a tornadic situation, but it is, I mean, I could just imagine how devastating that is in that, you know, you just don't know where to go. You don't know how it's going to hit, if it's going to hit, where it's going to come. But I was very aware that there was bad weather. And that's one thing about, you know, storms. You can kind of track them to some degree. But tornadoes, you just never know when they're going to hit in your community, on your street, on your block. You never know. We can track those tornadoes to some degree, but we just never know which house on the block is going to get hit or which houses and things of that nature. So once again, I'm grateful to still be here. But, of course, I support in prayer those who have been hit and those who are going through. And one of the things that is very important to humankind, and, of course, that is to stand up and be counted when your neighbors need you. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, any kind of effort I can jump in to be of assistance to those who have been hit by the recent tornadoes. Well, today, my friend, is the 349th day of the year. We're not that far from my favorite holiday, Christmas. Not very far. Christmas has been a little different for me these past years, but nevertheless, I find my moments and pockets of joy where I can, and I encourage all of you to do the same. Find your moments and pockets of joy how you can. We're used to just having, you know, when you have these wonderful Christmas celebrations with your family, you can't take it lightly because life changes, situations change, and you never know how it's going to be in coming years, as long as life lasts. So my Christmases these past few years have been somewhat slim, somewhat, I don't know, just different in that I don't have all of my family members together. And, you know, when we get up in the morning on Christmas Day, things are just different. When they were little, when my kids were little, we got up on Christmas Day and we would let them open one toy or one gift, and we'd jump in the car and go to worship with other believers at church. Then we'd come back, and then they would open the rest of their toys. And then after they opened the rest of their toys, we would take pictures of them doing so. We would have a wonderful Christmas breakfast, and then we would play games all day until we were just, you know, out of energy. And then we'd take our naps, get up, and enjoy Christmas lunch. Then we would play games, and then we, you know, watch a little television and have the television watching us while we took a little nap and get up and we play games and eat dinner. And this is the kind of Christmas we had every year. And it may sound like, oh, ain't nothing to it, but we brought the joy. We brought the energy. We brought the passion. We brought the love. We had the fun. And it was just so beautiful. And now that they're all grown with families of their own, oh, my goodness, Christmas is so much different. And it's still my favorite holiday, though. Now we get a chance to, you know, hang up lights and put up trees and wrap gifts and all kind of things like that, which I don't do much of that anymore, but I still do a little something-something just so that, you know, I could entertain me. So I can entertain myself or be entertained by myself, enjoying my holiday, but never losing sight of the real meaning of Christmas. Never, ever losing sight. And, you know, so we had our times together, our meals together back then, our family prayer together. And now it's just like, oh, my God. So they do come back, but they come back for a brief moment. And, you know, and sometimes they can't all be together at one time. So anyway, but thank God. Hallelujah. It is still Christmas, and I still celebrate. I find my pockets of joy, my moments of joy. And I want to encourage everyone to do so. I know as, you know, we get older, we tend to, you know, feel some kind of way because our celebrations have changed and because our families have moved away and, you know, kind of getting a little lull or sometimes into a little depression. And we start feeling unworthy, you know, unnecessary. But please don't do that. You are very necessary. You are very worthy. So create your own joy however you have to, ever makes sense for you. Create your own joy. Turn off the voices of other people in your ear telling you about their beliefs and how they feel about it. Okay, that's for them. But what is it for you that you need to keep yourself feeling good about this time of year? All too often, people go through during this time of year. They really, really get into a place of sulking, a place of sadness because their loved ones have gone on or because their family members have moved away or because their money is funny and their change is strange. There's a whole host of reasons why people you sink into this place of darkness, of this dark hole. But I want to encourage you not to do that. Please don't do that. We are God's chosen people as believers. We are. And we are to share our light with others who may not know him in the pardon of their sins. But I'm not talking about only worldly people fall into slumps, but Christians do as well. Even though we are Christians, we are still of the human race. And we still have all of our human feelings and situations, but we must take our spirit man and rise him above the natural man, our spirit over mind, not mind over spirit. And we must remember, with this light we have, to show forth our compassion to others and our kindness to others and our gentleness to others and our patience with others. We must remember to bear each other's burden, right? We have to bear each other in patience, the Bible says. We must bear each other in patience. And we must remember that people are looking for someone who is stronger than they are to be able to lift them in these uncertain times, in these dark days. It is our responsibility as children of the Most High God to pick up that slack where we can. I know words are easily spoken and deeds take a little bit more elbow grease and energy and foresight and all of that, but you've got what it takes. And you know how to get over your issues of being alone or your issues of not having the funds you used to have. You know how to get over the pain you're feeling behind all of that, if I could use that word loosely, pain. You know you can get over that by helping somebody else with their problems. When you look out among you and you see other situations, lacks, voids, where you can jump in and fill the bill, when you do those things, you tend to push aside your own issues and challenges that you're having to be there and be somebody else's, you know, shoulder to lean on, somebody else's shoulder to cry on, to be somebody else's lifter, to be somebody else's partner or support. That's how you get over what you're going through, by being able and available and helpful to somebody else. But in this season, I want to encourage you to get crafty. You know what I did last night? Let me tell you what I did last night. First of all, when I left my place of employment and I went into one of the dollar stores, I think it was Family Dollar, I went and I bought a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and it was black. I bought a black one. I said, I'm going to create an ugly long sleeve shirt, like the ugly sweaters, which are not really quite so ugly. They're just strange and different and gaudy and all that. So I said, I'm going to do that. Okay. So I came home after buying my little trinkets, $1.25 or $1 each, and came home and I plugged in my glue gun and I just used my creativity, put all kind of stuff on the shirt, and it looked wacky and crazy, and that's what I was going for. And I wore that to work today because, you know, we do all these things because you're around a lot of kids and, you know, you spark their imagination, you spark their conversation, you get them to talking about it and all kinds of things like that. And talk about it, they did. So, you know, it was a really a good move because many times you want to get some of those kids talking and sometimes you want to be able to share what they know about Christmas so you can now share what you know about Christmas and the real meaning of it, right? So that was one of the things I did. It passed some time for me, too much time, actually, because I stayed at it for a while I was watching a Christmas movie, which is number two, my favorite thing to do around this time of year. Even though they're predictable, I like my Christmas movies. That's my escape. That's my getaway. I enjoy my Christmas movies. So I'm saying all of this for the person who's heavy laden, especially at this time of year. Find your pockets of joy, whatever it is to you. You might want to take out a piece of canvas board and get some paint, and you might just want to use your imagination on that canvas board. That's going to allow some time to tick by. You're going to get involved in what you're painting. You're going to start feeling that groove of doing that, those brush strokes and things of that nature, and you know, you're going to start to feel good about it. You might like to arrange flowers. There's so much you can do around this time of year. You can arrange your Christmas flowers with some baby breath. If not baby breath, maybe you want to use some green leaves, have some other kind of foliage. It used to be plastic flowers. Today is silk-like or cloth flowers. Do that and, you know, and create spaces for them to sit in your home, you know, your table center, as a bouquet of flowers. You want to sit on your bookshelf or mantle by your fireplace, whatever you want to do. But all these things take your mind off the fact that I'm here all alone, or that I'm like lacking in funds. I can't really buy the gifts I bought before. I can't get gifts for all my kids, or I can't get gifts for all my brothers and sisters, and, you know, all of that. Make something, honey. Use your gifts. You say, oh, I'm not crafty. Well, you may not be crafty, but I know how you can get crafty real quick. You can simply go to YouTube.com, and you can say, I have this canvas. See yourself, I have this canvas. Let me find out how to paint something cute. Go to YouTube, a DIY, a canvas painting. It'll walk you through it. You say, okay, I have all these beads. Let me make some jewelry, but I don't know how. I would love to do that. YouTube DIY jewelry making for the beginner. Different things. I mean, there's so many things you can do. And I love it. You know, it doesn't have to just be around Christmas, because I do different things all year long, not because I'm great at it, but because I have an interest and an open mind to do it. I'm not great at these things. I just have an interest and an open mind to do it, because I have lots of hours just to myself. I have lots of hours, wonderful neighbors. We can get out and talk and share and all that. Love my neighbors. They're real, real good to me, and I try to be real, real good to them. But when I'm not with them and I'm just with me, I try and enjoy me. Some people can't sit still. They can't sit quiet. They can't be alone. They can't do things by themselves because they feel like it's just leaving them out there on a limb, and everybody's looking at them realizing that they're alone, which is only a figment of our imagination. People have all their own stuff. They really don't have time to care about what you're doing all the time. So with that time, I really suggest you do some things. Take some index cards and write some positive thoughts on them, and cut those index cards in thirds. Write positive thoughts on each one of those pieces and start to collect them. As you get a positive thought, start writing it down on these little slips of cardboard and stick them in like a little box. And at some point in time, when you're around other people, maybe family, maybe friends, maybe you go out to a meeting or to a lunch or to a breakfast, bring the cards with you and just say, hey, put your hand in here and grab one, and give them that inspirational lift, right? That's one of the things I used to do, and I've done for a long time. I create inspirational grabs, and I give people a grab and let them have that word as a gift from me to them, a seed. That's all it is, S-E-E-D, a seed of encouragement, a spark of light, right? So just a host of things, guys. I don't want any craziness to come from this season, such as, you know, I definitely don't want the depression, but sometimes spawning from depression is suicide. Don't want to see that happen. From the depression and the stress comes strokes and heart attacks and all kind of other things. Don't want to know that those things are happening. So as I've shared with you, share with others, and let's keep sharing. Let the sharing move on and on and on to say, use your time to do these kinds of things. You know, touch up a baseboard with some white paint or something like that. You know what I mean? Touch up an old picture that you may have that you like but it's fading. Touch it up. Do some things. You can do it. Learn some new recipes. Cook and sit at a table for one, honey, and be good with that. Be happy about that. So let me just take a little break real quick to say, if you like to reach out to me, you can. I know sometimes your emails bounce back because I get so many, but I promise to clear them out as soon as I can. Try and do that as often as possible, sometimes once a week, sometimes twice a week. But you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. We'd love to correspond with you, share notes of interest and entertainment with you, prayer, notes with you, coaching notes with you, whatever you may need. If I've got it, we can share it. Hey, listen, again, send that email to Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Loretta Reviews, with an S, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So, again, it's the 349th day of the year, less than 10 days to Christmas. And I'm looking forward to that. Some of you are, you know, working half days these days, working from home. Some, there's no change. You go to work 8 hours a day and, you know, you're dealing with other people's issues that you're working to get a paycheck for. And that's good because that takes your mind off of some of your, you know, your alone time as well. But when you work hard, you look forward to alone time for a little while anyway because you need to recoup. You need to rest your bones. You need to just get away from all of the mindful working. You just need to chill out. But then after that chilling out period, now you're like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? So hopefully I gave you some ideas on today, things that you can do. But in the midst of it all, remember that this is a time of peace, a time of love, a time of joy. And get involved in somebody else's situation to help them because so many people are less fortunate than you. I like to always balance it out and say yes, and sometimes we find ourselves less fortunate than so many others. But and that may be that is true as well, but you don't want to feel the stress of that. So reach out to someone who's less fortunate than you to be a blessing. Be cheerful. Find your pockets of joy and your moments of joy. And be in those moments. You know, maybe you made some candid gams and they came out so perfect because you're rehearsing to see this new recipe, how it will work for you on Christmas Day. They came out perfect. Rejoice. Celebrate that. Like, wow, man. I really did that. Oh, my goodness. Those were the best yams I ever made. Hey, make a note of how you did that. You know, keep that recipe that you used, and you know, celebrate that. And every bite that you have, oh, just rejoice that this is so perfect for you. You know, maybe you're trying your sweet potato pies this year, or maybe you're trying some pecan pies, which are. Both of those are, you know, my personal favorites. Being that I am a baker, I am kind of picky about certain things that, you know, need to go into these recipes. But nevertheless, I appreciate them for what they are. If someone were to, you know, bake a pie with me or for me and they do it a little bit differently, I'll appreciate what they do. Not saying I always like it, what they do, but I'll appreciate what they do. And sometimes I can take what they do in certain recipes and I could make it my own. And that's what you can do as well. So many ideas. And as we approach Christmas, I have this one tip and I'll probably say it again to you. I do not cook on holidays. I cook for holidays, but I don't cook on holidays. It's a big, big, big difference. I will no longer allow people to gather around my house and have fun without me. So I cook for the holidays, but I don't cook on the holidays. So on the holidays, we use oven, we use microwave, we heat it up, and we eat it up. But I do not cook on holidays. I want to give that tip to all of the mamas, aunties, grandmothers, all of you that's been doing this for ages. Cooking on the holiday while everybody else is in the front, in the living room, in the den or whatever, having a great time, and you're still sweating it out in the kitchen on the holiday. So cook for the holidays, but try not to cook on the holidays. Amen. That's my thoughts for you. Those are my thoughts for you today. It is National Cupcake Day today, by the way. And, of course, schools are having celebrations all over as kids are preparing to leave school for the next 2 weeks. And I am excited about it. It's a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. On that note, don't forget to tell somebody about us. Join us here every Thursday, every thankful Thursday, 5:35 p.m. for the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, From Ministry to Marketplace, a place of positive voice, positive vibes, positive vision. We keep it positive. I'm Loretta Petite. Till next time, God bless you and happy holidays. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.
And I'm here with my good friends, Shirley Murdoch and Fred Hammond.
That's right.